The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and every other week we talk to one of our member businesses, nonprofit organizations, educational institutions, advocacy organizations, learn a little bit about what they do, and perhaps you'd like to engage with them as well. One business, and that has been here since the 1930s in this area and has been prospering ever since, growing right now in a contemporary way with new facilities, but certainly a storied property is Blue Trail Range on the east part of Wallingford near the Durham Line, in a bucolic, beautiful setting. Blue Trail Range is also not only a place for munitions and guns, but also a place to learn gun safety and also to have special events. Let's learn a little bit more about it. Joining us right now is General Manager Kyle Overturf. Kyle, welcome. It's good to have you on the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Ray. And good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our business.
Absolutely. You know, and it's evolving and it has evolved since it started. But if we go all the way back, Blue Trail Range, its founding with the Lyman family, storied family name, of course, for anybody in the Wallingford-Durham region, Middlefield. Let's talk about the beginnings of this and how it's prospered now over 80, 90 years.
So where we sit was initially the testing grounds for Lyman Gun Sight. That's where they tested all their products in the 20s and 30s, right up to about 1945. Lyman Gun Sight, making their target spot scopes, military sniper rifle scopes. Their products were used all through World War I and World War II by the U.S. military on their sniper rifles. And that was the testing ground and proving ground for all their products until about 1945, when it became a public range.
So that was post-World War II. So a lot of veterans coming back after World War II, and you're picking up on a period of time when a lot of veterans learned to shoot when they were soldiers. So that was their first engagement, perhaps, with gun ownership, not gun ownership, but gun engagement and use. And they did this for sport, and they did this for personal protection and safety and target practice.
Yep. Right from 1945 on, both on the different ranges at the facility, there was all kinds of both small bore competition, which would be like 22 caliber rifles, and then large bore competition for 308, 556, those, the larger military calibers. And National Guard would train there and do competitions there. And it's has quite a storied history, especially in rifle competition.
Well, if you look at not only rifle competition, but learning how to operate or use a pistol, for example, the variety of guns that we're talking about. Here in Connecticut, we have a storied gun manufacturing history. Anybody who drives up to Hartford sees the Blue Dome of the Colt factory that was up there. And there's even a baseball team, Colt 45s, named after the gun back in the day. Now they're the Houston Astros. And if you go even further back, you've got Winchester, you have Marlin, you have Mossberg, you have Remington, so many other of these gun manufacturers. Connecticut, back from the Civil War days on, really was a gun supplier for much of the country.
Yep. And part of that was Blue Trail Range was all part of that history with all those different manufacturers coming, testing. Blue Trail would always used to host manufacturer days in which all the different manufacturers would come and showcase their products. The public would have the ability to come and try their products. And it was quite a opportunity for the public and those manufacturers to meet and have a proving ground for their products.
Yes. And also in terms of safety and training as well. So let's start in 1945, work our way up very quickly to today, if we can, Kyle. Over the years, gun ownership has changed in terms of the type of guns that people would have, personal protection, hunting, safety. Connecticut's kind of spread out and sprawled out. There aren't a lot of hunting sites easily anymore in the region, but people love to take target practice, for example.
Yep. You know, Connecticut still has a fairly vibrant, you know, hunting population. A lot of hunters still. The state still actively promotes pheasant hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting on both state property, and there's a lot of private property for people to enjoy the sport of hunting on in Connecticut. And we do support, and we supply. We have those supplies for the hunting population too in Connecticut.
Yeah. And if you like duck l'orange, that's your season.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great stuff. So let's talk about some of the things that have happened recently there. So you have a new facility, not just the actual corrals where people would be doing the pistol training or the gun training, for example, riflery, but you also have a new hut that was built. Munger Construction just put this a beautiful facility and replaced actually some World War II era Fonset huts.
So I came on board in 2018 as the general manager. And ever since then, we've been working on, you know, improvements to the facility. Deborah Lyman is the owner and president of Blue Trail Range. And under her, you know, under her guidance and her, you know, looking forward, we've done a lot of infrastructure improvements to the facility. And anybody who came, you know, onto the facility, you know, prior to about last year at this time, remembers the old Quonset huts we had throughout the facility. We had four World War II era buildings. Three were like the old metal roof Quonset huts. And then we had a old cinder block building that we actually called the Winchester building because Winchester used to actually test tank barrels out of there. And, but, you know, they were, you know, you're talking 80 years old at this point. And, you know, we saw the need to, you know, to improve the facility, not only for operational purposes, but just to make it look better for our clients. So, you know, the town was very good to us. We worked hard working with the town and we demolitioned those four buildings and constructed a new 4,500 square foot maintenance and classroom setting. So about three quarters of the new building is set aside for our maintenance equipment, workshop, dry storage, and then about a quarter of it or a little less is a brand new classroom facility that easily sits 30 to 40 students, you know, state-of-the-art electronics, PowerPoint presentation, multiple screens. So it's a great new classroom facility that we take advantage of to do our training classes in.
So let's talk about the training itself. Obviously, gun ownership requires a level of maturity, a level of competence, and certainly that's what you're providing is the competence in the training. Walk us through, if you can, a little bit, Kyle, about the training process. If somebody just wants a pistol permit for self-protection, for example.
Yep. So to be able to apply for a Connecticut pistol permit, the first part of that process is to take a training course that's been approved by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, the state police. And we offer one of those training courses. We offer the NRA basic handgun course. It's an 8-hour course. The first 4 hours of that class is the NRA basic handgun course, teaching about the first and foremost is safety, firearm safety, and then parts of the firearm, parts of the handgun, how they operate, you know, basic firearm safety rules, things like that. Then we, for every one of our pistol permit classes, we hire an attorney to come in and speak on Connecticut firearms laws, the pistol permit process, safe storage of firearms for the new gun owners, anything like that. So we feel that we do provide a very comprehensive class. And after the legal portion, and then the classroom portion, we utilize our indoor range to do the live fire portion of the training. So it's a full 8 to 9 hour day.
Now, for those people who are interested in riflery, I know, for example, my high school alma mater, North Haven High School, won a state championship in riflery at one time. Some high schools across state are offering that as a sport. Let's talk about rifle safety and rifle training as well.
So we offer a, we have as our a junior rifle club program, and that we offer for children ages 12 right through high school, in which they can learn the safety aspects of firearms and also the competition end of it. So we supply the firearms, the ammunition, coaches, all the associated gear that that a competitor would need to compete in small bore or 22 caliber rifle practice or rifle training. And we also host Xavier Vinyl Tech in North Haven also uses our facilities for their training and for their rifle practice. And we're very proud every year we hold the high school state championship at our facility.
Yeah. And you are in a very rural facility too. So you're actually, you feel like you're really well out into the countryside. It's really a, it's a beautiful spot. Let's go from the outside, if we can, for a moment, go inside with the firearm store that you have. If somebody is unfamiliar in purchasing their first firearm, how do you walk through them? Because obviously a lot of people will come in and say, I want this, I want that, but it may not be exactly what they really truly want or need.
Yep. So it's funny. A lot, some people will go, you know, they'll get their Connecticut pistol permit, right? From they'll go up to the state police headquarters in Middletown, right off exit 20, drive five exits down, get off 91, you know, come right to our facility with their brand new pistol permit and say, geez, got my pistol permit. We want to buy our first handgun. And our staff, we actually have a very, you know, thoughtful process to go through for people who want to buy their first, especially if it's a handgun. First thing we'll talk about is, you know, what do they want it for? Is it for strictly for personal protection? Is it strictly for home defense? Is it strictly for target practice? Is it something looking to carry every day? So we walk through what exactly do they want that first firearm for? And once we, you know, sort of, you know, help them decide what they're looking for, then we start working with you know, what's going to fit them best based on budget, their stature, their size, their hand size. Work through them with that. And oftentimes that'll lead to the customer making a decision. Best thing is to take one of like a private lesson with one of our certified instructors to actually go out in the range with a variety of different handguns and to see what actually, you know, fits their needs best.
Yeah. And people have different needs if they live in an urban or suburban environment versus exurban or rural environment. Certainly if I were out in Montana and I was on a trail range by myself, and I encountered a mama grizzly bear in April, I'm probably not very safe in that regard. So I probably could use a little assistance, I would assume.
Yeah, probably you're going to carry something a little different than you would if, you know, you have your pistol permit and you're, you know, walking, you know, legally in Connecticut. You're going to have something probably a little different.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the surprises. I mean, it's certainly we know of the issue of gun safety and sort of with our contemporary culture, it does have sort of an element of edge to it. And I think we all need to recognize that. But if you were to talk to our audience and tell them about gun safety and the necessity of having Blue Trail Range and advocating on behalf of that, let's tell folks what you do to make gun safety a reality here in Connecticut.
You know, education is one of our, you know, we look at three things at our facility. One is our retail store. The other is our indoor and outdoor shooting range. And the third is our educational component. And we're very proud of the our instructors, of our staff, and of the effort we put in to offer a wide range of educational options for people, both with their pistol permits, more advanced shooters, all the way to you know, people who are just thinking about they may want to get a firearm in the future, or parents just that want to keep their, you know, their family safe. We just are all offering up a new course, which is firearms safety and fundamentals for families and children. And it's completely lecture based. There's no live fire. There's no firearms involved. But it's for both parents and children. They can come in. We offer it free to our customers, and it's a free class in which we talk about mainly about safety. Four basic firearm safety rules. What should a child do if they're over a friend's house or out and about and they encounter a firearm left alone? What's the best course of action what should they do if they find that firearm? It's basically don't touch it, walk away, find an adult. But, we're trying to give, we feel that education provides a certain comfort level, gives people their ability to make a decision for themselves. And the more education they get, not only are they more comfortable, they're definitely more safe.
Yeah. Matter of safety. So you have clubs that participate, as you mentioned, events that go on. Chambers had a women and networking event there this past October. And you do have memberships as well. So people can actually join up as a regular member instead of a one-day event. They can be there on a regular basis.
Yep. So some people think we're a private shooting club or you need a membership. We don't. We are a public range. You can come to the range, shoot all day for a one-day fee of $39 for the whole day. We don't charge by the hour. And we do offer memberships for individuals, both for juniors, adults, and seniors, in which you can use the facility, once you're a member, free of charge for, during our normal business hours.
Great. Well, it's Blue Trail Range, 1945. It was in existence, but in the 20s and 30s, under the Lyman family, has been out on the eastern part of Wallingford for many years near the Durham border. And if people would like to get more information, not just, as you mentioned, the one-day pass, the membership, the shop, the classes, there's just so much to take in. How would they get more information, Carl?
Like everywhere else nowadays, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. We have a very vibrant website, bluetrailrange.com. So, but people like to walk in and see for themselves. We pride ourselves in our customer service. People from, all walks of life, all different backgrounds, we embrace them at our facility. So, people will feel comfortable and enjoy themselves when they come to our facility. So we're very proud of that.
Okay, Blue Trail Range in Wallingford, General Manager Kyle Overturf. Thank you for being with us. We learned a lot today on the podcast here with the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Ray. We do appreciate the opportunity.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinnncham.com.